Michael McKevitt is suffering from cancer, and he had a major operation to have a kidney removed in the last couple of months, and is recuperating from that. And the Minister for Justice took a decision to return him to prison last week. We were contacted by the family who were concerned in terms of the level of treatment that he could continue to receive, and also in relation to the sanitation conditions within the prison. And arising from that, we wrote to the Minister asking her that she would consider extending the temporary release in light of his medical condition.
How ill is Michael McKevitt at the minute?
As I understand it, he's suffering from cancer, and he had, as I said, he had a kidney removed, a cancer tumour in the last while. I think he suffered from a heart condition in that as well. And since being returned to prison, actually the prison authorities have cancelled, without his knowledge, a follow-up medical treatment for him in relation to his condition. So I think that the Minister should, in terms of compassionate grounds and human rights grounds, should continue his release so that he can continue to get his medical treatment. It's important to note as well that Michael McKevitt is actually due for release in April next year, and as part of the build-up to his release, he has been approved for a series of temporary releases, which is normal for all prisoners, to assist them in re-entering society in preparation for the release.
Michael McKevitt was allegedly the real IRA leader at the time of the Omagh bomb, so some people may be against his release because of this.
Yeah, and that's understandable, because there's no doubt that the Omagh bombing was a terrible atrocity and caused such terrible heartache for so many people and so many families affected by it. But the situation is that Michael McKevitt has been tried and convicted of direct terrorism. He has served, I think, over almost 15 years of a 20-year sentence.